Hava Nashira, Shir Hallelujah. Come, let us sing together. What I understand is that you already know how to sing together. So I probably don't even really need to be here, because you would sing and you would bring the joy of this community, of the family that is TBS, that I knew from before coming, but I already have sensed being here, having dinner with our 8th and 9th graders and their families. So I'm just here to just move us along a little bit, but you don't need any help with this, with Hava Nashira, Shir Hallelujah. Let us sing a song of praise and of gratitude and thanksgiving. Second song on page 7.
Shabbat Shalom, and welcome to everyone on this glorious Shabbat. I feel as if I won the lottery, because I have Cantor Boxt here with us tonight and for the whole High Holy Days. It's sort of a dream come true. This is a week of dreams come true. Thank you for being here. Thank you for joining our community. We also, this week, for tomorrow's bar mitzvah, are previewing our Torah cam. So thank you to the people who contributed and worked on it. I had a Judaism on the Bima just practicing with it this week. It's just the most exciting thing. I waited so long for it, and it's absolutely magnificent. And I'm so glad that Matthew's going to get to be the first pointer for the world to see. So he will point us to our future with our Torah cam. And I'm thrilled that we're here to bless Ruth Cohn for her 90th birthday. Last year for 89, she whispered to me on the Bima, "Don't tell them how old I am." Last night she told me, "Tomorrow you can tell them how old I am." She's 90. God bless you. And it'll be a privilege to bless you tonight. I welcome everyone tonight, our wonderful YES students and your parents. If you take a look at your service folder, you'll be coming up to read Avot V'Imahot, followed by Gevurot, followed by Kedusha. And I know that you know that seamlessly, so just be prepared that when we sing Adonai Svatai, you should all just bring yourselves up here with your prayer books. But I'm thrilled that you were here and doing your program. I'm so grateful to Sharon Kaufman for running the program, and to our YES teachers, the best men on the planet. So welcome to all. If you have come with joys to share, as everybody in the front row, welcome back. We just saw you. I'm so glad you came back. I'm only sorry they don't have 4 more children at home. But you want to know, you can always come anytime. So welcome to the people in the front row for this wonderful weekend. Welcome to those of you who have come to say prayers of healing for loved ones. Our hearts are with you, and we will be praying with you and for you. Welcome to all those who have come tonight to share your tzitzis and sorrow. As you know, we will wrap our talit of love around you as you have come into our sanctuary with those needs. Welcome to first-timers and Shabbat seekers and regulars who are finding new ways to sit, although, boot off, you're in the wrong place. You know, when people move, you know, if I look for you and you're in the wrong seat, please raise your hand, because if you know that I'm going in a particular direction, and thank you for those of you who are sitting in your regular seats. I really do appreciate it. Welcome to everyone who has come to share Shabbat. We are celebrating this Shabbat, which officially ends the summer for the school children, which I think is just so sad. It was such a short and great summer. But we'll look forward to a phenomenal year, and I'm so glad you're all here to pray for a wonderful school year. We don't do the blessing of the students, but just imagine you're all being blessed. And the blessing of all of our teachers. We have so many teachers here at B'nai Shalom. So I'm thrilled to welcome everyone, and I am delighted that we welcome Shabbat as our tradition with candle lighting together, which can be found on page 12 as Matthew brings up his four amazing grandparents, Renee and Barry Gordon and Charlene and Paul Vicknes, to light the Shabbat candles with him. And our wonderful Elizabeth.
Before we take part in an age-old tradition of lighting the candles, let us first take a moment to reflect on the meaning of the Sabbath. All week long, we work hard and strive to excel. Most of the time, we don't even have a chance to stop and look back at our accomplishments. Shabbat is our time to take a break from the rest of the week, to pause and collect the thoughts we've been too busy to think about. Most importantly, Shabbat is our opportunity to become whole in mind and spirit as we take time to reflect on our lives.
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam, Asher Kedishanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu L'Hadlik Ner Shel Shabbat. Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of our universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat. Amen. Amen.
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam.
Mazel tov. Last night, my son Jacob walked into the Italian restaurant in his neighborhood, and he said to his wife, "I know that guy," and he went up to Craig Taubman. And he said, hi, Craig, I'm Rabbi Amy Perlin's son. And Craig went on about how wonderful it was to come to Temple B'nai Shalom and how much he loved it here. So it is always a joy to sing his music. And tonight we'll sing New Taubman, Lecha Dodi, on page 14. For the Baruch Hu on page 17. I thank you. You created this world full of beauty and love, peace and wonder, life and hope. You formed morning, evening, the sun and the moon, the water that I drink and the fresh air that I breathe. You created me, my mind, my heart, my spirit. All that I am is because of who you made me to be. The best gift you gave me is freedom. You built a world in which I can learn and grow, a world that is never completed, so that I may continue to enrich it. For all of this, for all of your creations, I thank you and praise you, God. Unending is your love for your people, the house of Israel. Torah and mitzvot, laws and precepts have you taught us. Therefore, O eternal our God, when we lie down and when we rise up, we will meditate on your laws and rejoice in your Torah and mitzvot forever. Day and night we will reflect on them, for they are our life and the length of our days. Then your love shall never depart from our hearts. Blessed is the Eternal who loves your people Israel.
Amen.
ואהבת את אדוני אלוהיך בכל לבבך ובכל נפשך ובכל מאודך. והיו הדברים האלה אשר אנוכי מצווך היום על לבבך, ושיננתם לבניך ודיברת בם בשבתך בביתך ובלכתך בדרך ובשכבך ובקומך, וקשרתם לאות על ידיך והיו לתותפות בין עיניך, וכתבתם על מזוזות ביתך ובישריך, למען תזכרו ועשיתם את כל מצוותיי והייתם קדושים לאלוהיכם. אני אדוני אלוהיכם אשר הוצאתי אתכם מארץ מצרים להיות לכם לאלוהים. אני אדוני אלוהיכם. You shall love the Lord your God, your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them in your home and on your way, when you lie down and when you rise up. Bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all my mitzvot and do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God.
My friend Julie Silver, I think also a friend of yours as well, really a friend to the entire Reform movement and beyond, put out a call a few weeks ago for members of the musical community, her cantor friends, singer-songwriters, to join her in Charlottesville, not too far from here. So Julie is with our brothers and sisters in Charlottesville tonight at our congregation with other musicians just to sing. She leads services, and services will conclude with a kumzitz, with a sing-along. Because what we understand is that music is a way to connect people from all backgrounds, of all walks of life. And the campaign, the lights that we are lighting, hashtag be the light, that we can bring our light into the darkness to combat darkness and hate all over the world, reminds us that just as the Israelites took those first few steps into what seemed like a dark place, but they each brought their light. They walked, or they marched, or they ran. Perhaps they were pushed, because they weren't quite sure what the next step should be or what would lie ahead. But they did. They moved forward. They marched or they walked to be the light. So tonight, in that spirit for all of those who are fighting darkness all over the world, we're going to walk in the light of God. We'll march in the light of God. It goes like this. We are walking in the light of God. We are walking in the light of God. I figured you'd know it. We are walking in the... It's not in your papers. We are walking in the light of God. But everyone can sing this. We are walking. To our song of marching and walking into the light, bottom of page 24, Mi chamocha ba'elim Adonai. Mi chamocha ba'elim Adonai.
jumping. We are jumping.
I'm ready.
We are jumping in the light of God. All of her friends have told her about Temple B'nai Shalom. So without any further ado, Vishamru, page 27.
All right, I'm
going to
play it too. You sing it, I play it. Okay,
because
I don't know what to do. Here we go.
Vishamru. Vishamru.
Nationals weekend, we'll do a wave. Uvayom Hashvi, Vaina Fash, Shabbat Vaina Fash, Shabbat Vaina Fash, Veshamru, Vene Israel, Et HaShabbat, Lasso.
Welcome the Yes students to the Bima as we rise for the Avot V'Imahot on page 29.
Elohei Abraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Elohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Raphael, Elohei Leah, Ha'el Ha'gadol Ha'gibor B'hanara, El Elyon, Gomel Hasadim Tovim, V'konei Hakol, V'zofer Hasei Avot V'Imahot, V'mipi Gedula L'bnei B'neihem, Ma'an Shemo Ba'ava, Melech Hozer Moshiach Magen, Baruch Atah Adonai, Magen Abraham Be'ezrat Sarah, Atah Gibor Le'olam Adonai, Mechayeh HaKol Atah Rav Hoshia, Mechalkel Chaim Bechesed, Mechayeh HaKol Rachamim Rabim, Somech Noflim Berofei Cholim, Umatir Asurim, Umkayim Emunato Lishene Afar, Mi Chamocha Baal Gugurot, Umi Domelach, Melech Mimi Dimchaye Umatiyach Yeshua, Ne'eman Atal Hachayot Hakol, Baruch Ata Adonai, Mechaye Hakol.
Kadosh,
Kadosh, Kadosh, Adonai Tzavot, Melo Bo Haaretz Tivodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with your glory.
You may be seated.
Thank you.
We call ourselves B'nai Shalom, children of peace. But how do we create peace, one child at a time? These adults that just stood on this bima are part of a very small minority of teenagers who continue to be engaged in synagogue and study and prayer. They are B'nai Shalom. Every lesson we teach, every activity we do, the fact that tonight's program talked about what Jewish values will you bring into your community, we build peace one child at a time, one person at a time, one dream at a time. So let us all tonight be builders of peace. Take our personal peace that resides within us. God placed it there. Sometimes you don't know that it's there, but activate it tonight. Send it out into the world. Let us show the world that the Commonwealth of Virginia is a beacon of peace. Shalom Rav, page 39.
Shalom Rav.
As we look at the Mishaberach list and run our fingers across the names on the back of our service folder, we see friends and family. We reach out tonight, all the people in Texas, especially to Barry Bellion's dad, who had a stroke yesterday, and Corpus Christi, of all places. It's being evacuated as we speak. We reach within our own community. Since I got back on Friday, I've just been reaching out to all of our members who are homesick and having surgery and about to have surgery in the coming week. And we know that the Mishaberach knits us all together. You'll take the Mishaberach home to Pete, and I know, Beth, you're going to feel better when you leave here. I just know it. The Mishaberach works. People keep telling me it works. I spoke to Sharon Drasnin today, and she's recovering from surgery, and she knows we're praying for her tonight. And I hope and pray that each day finds her stronger. Each of our members reaches into this congregation between 8:25 and 8:35 every Shabbat because they know that even when they are weary and in tears or in need of strength, the Mishaberach will strengthen them. You'll take this home to your grandma, and she'll know that we prayed for her, and she'll feel better. So
it's not just my calls or visits. It's your prayers and your calls and your visits, because we're a community. So as we sing the Misha Berach, we sing it for all of you in need of healing, for the people you love and care for, and for all the people in our world who are broken in mind or body or spirit, for all of us, for all of them. We sing the Misha Berach together. Moment to pray silently.
May the one who makes peace bring peace down, bring peace down. May the one who makes peace bring peace down, bring peace down. May the one who makes peace bring peace down.
Oh, say shalom.
say shalom. Oh, say shalom. Oh, say shalom. Oh, say shalom.
Nothing could give me more joy than being able to bless you, my dearest friend, for your 90th birthday. For those of you who do not know Ruth, Ruth is a healer and a teacher and a survivor and a teacher of how one survives. Through her eyes, I have seen Kristallnacht.
Yeah.
And through her heart and her wonderful baby, Frank, I have learned about nature and animals. God bless you.
I love you.
We have shared joys,
mm-hmm,
and births and sorrows. And through all of these years, we're in our fourth decade, I have watched your strength and your vitality, your wonderful neshama, and your passion for life even in the face of adversity. And so it gave me great pleasure when you left Passaic. Mm-hmm. It was time to leave Passaic. Mm-hmm. And you came to Virginia so that we could take care of you here in your congregation that has always been part of your heart and soul because your family was here. And so it is my privilege now to bless you for your 90th birthday. I have a tribute here for you, and it says, Ruth Cohn, on the occasion of your 90th birthday, born August 23rd, 1927, Tuesday the 25th of Av, 5687. In the fullness of this Shabbat's joy, we turn and thank to thanksgiving to the eternal source of blessing. We give thanks to God for the 9 decades of strength and survival that have preserved, sustained, and permitted my beautiful Ruth. It says Ruth, but it's my beautiful Ruth, to reach this milestone birthday. In the midst of loving family and our temple community, we are so thankful for this precious lifetime filled with wonderful memories and blessings. We pray that Ruth will live each day to come in health and happiness, contentment and peace. As you have in the past, may you be able to overcome all sickness and sorrow with courage and resolve. May the author of life inscribe you forever in the book of a life well lived. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May God bless you and keep you. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'chunecha. May God's face always shine in your beautiful face, guiding and sustaining you. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. May God always be with you, granting you a life and a heart and a world filled with the peace you so richly deserve. And we all say,
amen. Amen.
Blessed is the Lord our God, ruler of the universe, for giving you life, for sustaining you with loved ones who care, and for enabling you to reach this wonderful 5 times high moment of celebration together. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Shehachayanu v'kiyemanu v'higiyanu lazman hazeh. Amen. Mazel tov.
Thank you.
A little something.
Thank you.
I'm going to walk back together.
Shabbat shalom. I hope you all don't mind if I'm down here. I'm sort of full to overflowing, so I just need to focus. I'm finding my experience here to be rather remarkable, so I am full. I'm having a great time. I don't know about you guys, but my little party of one, I am super happy. So, you know, I'm just going to keep on just, you know, doing, being me, and we'll see what happens. During the Vishamra, we did the wave, which I loved, and I actually have a friend at the Nats game tonight, and it got me thinking about the national anthem. Can you imagine if we had those words for the national anthem, but we just sang it with a different melody? And the national anthem is the national anthem. When you walk into a ballpark, people who've never met each other, you know, except the few people you've come with, never met each other, will probably never all be in the same room again together. And yet when the national anthem starts, we all sing it. And immediately the entire stadium is sort of connected in this enterprise because we've all sung one song and one melody together. I really overwhelmed and honored, really feel it's a true privilege to be here with Ruth for her birthday blessing. I have a 10-year-old and a 13-year-old girl. And for my 10-year-old's birthday, we had a birthday party. And what do you sing at a birthday party? Happy birthday, right, 10-year-old. Maybe some of you have children, grandchildren, and you remember that very first birthday, 1 year old. Why we invite other kids and have a party that no one will remember is another story, but we all sing happy birthday, and usually the kids are crying, but we sing happy birthday. And so I don't actually want to do it in Hebrew. I'd love to sing happy birthday now to Ruth. Okay, so let's sing. Happy birthday to you. And to Rachel, did she leave? Happy birthday. Keep singing to you. It's her birthday too. Happy birthday, dear Ruth. Happy birthday to you. The problem is, to sing happy birthday to Ruth the same way, with the same melody that we sing to a one-year-old, or my 10-year-old daughter, or even a 40th birthday or a 21st birthday, how come there's not more than one melody for the singing of happy birthday? When every time you sing happy birthday, there's something significant happening. But the significance changes every year, right? We have one melody that we sing for a child with balloons and clowns that we do for Ruth. That doesn't seem right to me somehow. Now, I'm not suggesting, I didn't gather you all here to say we're going to like compose a new happy birthday. That's not at all where we're going. But just like the national anthem brings us together because it's one melody, the problem with the happy birthday is there is only one melody, and there should be more. And the same is true for happy birthday like it is with our prayers and our synagogue life and congregational life. When people come into a service, the likelihood of everybody knowing the exact same melody, I mean, there was a congregational tradition, but a visitor or a guest, it's actually pretty slim. People grew up not Jewish, came from different branches of Jewish life, are visiting, or came from another congregation where melodies are different. It's hard to do what we can do with a national anthem. And again, there's happy birthday. The same melody? I don't feel the same at 90 as I did when I was 10 or 20 or 30. Our prayers don't change, right? We have a siddur in front of us. The Hebrew liturgy is the same. But every time we open our mouths to articulate those prayers, we are different. Every time we say the prayer, we are different than we were the last time we say the prayer. So sometimes it begs the question, well, why would we sing the same melody for the same prayer? If our experience is constantly changing, the prayers don't change, but we change. We always change. And so our melodies can change with them. People often ask me as a cantor, I've been a cantor for almost 20 years, or I'll say to a group, like, why do you think there are so many melodies? Or if you go to a congregation, the cantor sort of keeps singing lots of different melodies. If you've been in congregations where there's been a cantor or regular music, what do you think people assume the reason is that there are so many melodies? Why does a cantor like to change the melody each week? Bored? I heard someone say, because you're bored. Exactly. That's what many people assume, is that we're bored. But the truth is, at least if my colleagues and I are doing our job right, is that there is not one singular experience of anything, really, of happy birthday, but of a prayer. Right? Micha mocha, thousands of people stood at the shore of the sea. They crossed. Some were joyful and dancing, and some had had their minds blown. The Midrash says were probably crying by themselves. They weren't dancing. They were literally in shock. So we don't just have one way to express that. Rabbi Perlin made a sort of a joke or wanted to show me the Vishamru tradition we have here at TBS. And I come from Nifty. I was a camp song leader, so I'd seen the movement, not from so many adults before, but this was what I came to see. This was worth the price of admission for me tonight to drive from Bethesda, Maryland, just to see Vishamru. But when I spoke with Rabbi Perlin, it was interesting to me, making space for both the fact that it is minhag here, that one Vishamru, and it is who you are. And there's great beauty in that. I'm going to, if you will allow me, to share with you a few other Vishamru melodies, not to encourage you to change yours. Really, it's not about the choices you make, but to help us understand that it's not just the cantors are bored, but there are hundreds of Vishamru melodies. Why? Because there's not one way to experience Shabbat. Some of you are here to celebrate Bar Bat Mitzvah and are joyful and nervous and excited. And some of you are here to say Kaddish for a loved one. What you're hoping to get out of Shabbat is different than the person sitting next to you. And our melodies do a lot to help express all of the different ways that we can experience a prayer. The prayer doesn't change. Our experiences do. And the beauty of a congregation, especially one like yours, is that we make space. I might be feeling joy, but the melody was one of reflection. But I look to my left, and my left is this way, left, and my neighbor is at peace. And I really hoped to dance. Oh, but my neighbor here at TBS, my friend, my family member, they're really, wow, they found peace. That's so interesting. So I'm going to share a few melodies with you. If you would actually look at Vishamru, I want to look at the text. It's on page, I'm sure someone knows it by heart. Vishamru, I had it written down, is on page. Thank you, 27. So you can just see the Hebrew and the English in the translation as well. Vishamru, v'nei Yisrael, the shomer, we will keep guard, the children of Israel, us, et ha-Shabbat, Shabbat. Lasot et ha-Shabbat l'dorotam, dor v'dor. We will do this Shabbat business, this thing, every generation, berit olam. It is a covenant, forever. We will keep Shabbat and observe it. This is about continuity, about generations, about history and memory. Beini uvein b'nei Yisrael, between me, God, and the children of Israel, oti l'olam, forever. Because, why? Ki, Sheshet Yamim Asa Adonai, in 6 days, the earth was created with God's help. Ve'et Ha'aretz Hashemayim, the heavens, the earth, Ha'aretz Uvayom Hashvi'i, and on the 7th day, Shavat Vayinafash. There's so much Shabbat in here. It's like it was the restfulness of all the rests. There was just peace, like the most restful you could be. And it comes right from our Torah. So sometimes when we look at a text, it just changes how we think about a prayer. We have the Rothblum, which we sing. Joyful community. When we stand up, when we move around, we express our commitment to Shabbat as a time of joy and of happiness that the week is over and that we're here to celebrate. This congregation is full of life and full of energy. Many times in Jewish life, we get caught up in the sort of sadness of our history, and really for us as Jews to find those moments of joy are important. But I'm going to share a few other melodies with you, or just tastes of melodies. This one is by a cantor who died only a few years ago named Bill Sharlin, William Sharlin in California. He wrote this in 1987. He died in his mid-90s. It's a time where there was a little more artistry in some of our liturgical settings, but I'm going to sing a little bit for you, and then follow along in the Hebrew or translation, whatever works for you, just to experience what happens a little bit here. V'shamru v'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat, la-sod et ha-shabbat, l'dorotam b'rit olam, b'ni uv'in b'nei Yisrael, oti le'olam. Ki sheshet yamim asah Adonai et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz. Uvayom ha-shvi'i shavat va'yim. Very different from the Rothblum, right? Could you hear the word painting? I call that word painting, right? Hashamayim ve'et ha'aretz, created the heavens and the earth, right? And the peaceful tranquility, it almost sounds like Torah, like somebody speaking. There wasn't a lot of time, there wasn't a free form. It was more free form than controlled. So that's an example of a Shamru written by Bill Sharlin. Let's do another one. You may know this one. This is written by Mayor Finkelstein. It goes like this.
V'shamru v'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat, la'asot et ha-shabbat, l'dorotam b'rit olam.
Also expresses the sort of joy and energy that Shabbat might bring. I'm going to share one or two more, and then I'm going to ask you a question. Debbie Friedman wrote two Vishamru settings, and again, you could say, why two? Was she bored or tired of the first one? It's because one day Shabbat just, all of the melodies that were in the, well, not all, none of us know all of the melodies. I mean, I kid you not, there are thousands. I mean, because every time you experience Shabbat, it could be something different. You could feel one certain way on a given day, and you just don't have the right melody, just like Happy Birthday. I wish there was a melody, a different way that we could sing to Ruth. We just don't have it. But what if we did? Right? If I said there's two melodies, what should we do? We would pick that one. But we only have one. Vishamru, we have hundreds. So why not pick the one that works for that moment? This one you may know.
Vishamru v'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat. Shabbat. La'asot et ha-shabbat.
And you may say, oh, but it's making me sleepy. But imagine what I'm sure some of you can imagine without too much trouble, just one of those weeks. It's one of those weeks you were running, and it was hard, and it was stressful, and it was chaotic. And you just, Shavat Vayinafash, a complete rest. Oh, wouldn't that be nice? And so we have a melody for that, which is nice. Another one of Debbie's, very different. Yeah, I'm going to sing it in this key. This you might know, too.
V'shameru v'nei Yisrael. Shabbat, et ha-shabbat, la'asot, et ha-shabbat, le'dorotam, berit olam, berit olam.
What's interesting also, if you know some composers, if you have relationships with them, is that you also, when you know their story, that at a certain point in Debbie's life also, she was tired. Right? She was tired. She wrote plenty of upbeat melodies, but a lot of those prayers were for her and for us, like Misha Berach, a gift, because they were able to show us that all of our emotions count, right? That it isn't all necessarily like the old, Yiddish folk song or a sort of a ditty where we would just all sort of sing ditties. Well, our experience is much richer than that. We can be in pain. She was able to name that with Misha Berach. We're able to be in pain, or we're able to be exhausted. It doesn't all have to be easy and goofy, but it can really express something true that's happening. And so those melodies allow us to feel that way. I'm going to share two more with you. This next one is Karlebach. Shlomo Karlebach will sing an Oseh Shalom of his at the end of the service. You probably know a few of his melodies, but this is his Veshamru, which is one of my favorites, which is lovely.
Veshamru v'nei Yisrael et ha-Shabbat.
It's supposed to feel sort of like a waltz. It's sort of intentionally waltz-like to have it just feel sort of relaxed. Not too super slow, but not upbeat. Just, Shabbat.
Shabbat v'yinafash. On the seventh day, Shabbat v'yinafash, there was a complete rest. Uvayom hashvi'i, Shabbat v'yinafash.
That's Shlomo Karlebach. And the last one I'll just share is Craig Taubman, who already had a Lecha Dodi and a wonderful experience with Jacob in Los Angeles. Very different. And you'll, you'll tell me what you think about it in a minute.
Vishamru v'nei Yisrael,
and you know it.
Et ha-Shabbat, la'asot et ha-Shabbat. Shabbat, la'asot et ha-Shabbat le'dorotam, berit olam, beini, uvein, v'nei Yisrael, oti le'olam.
And we won't sing the whole one. So, I mean, I could go on all night, but I just pull out all the Vishamrus in my catalog. Something to think about, particularly because in this congregation, you do actually have so many melodies to so many of your prayers. When I met with Rabbi Perlin for Shabbat and for the holy days, so many choices, so many composers who have influenced you. So I understand that you have a rich repertoire of melodies. But what I'm hoping that you'll consider is that if, let's say, I pick one, or Rabbi Perlin picks one, or anyone else who's leading tefillah picks one, that it isn't necessarily just which one haven't we done in 4 weeks. We haven't sung that one in a while. But hopefully is, what are we feeling? What do we need tonight? What's been happening to us? And for the community to consider again, like, oh, I hate that one. One of my teachers always teaches that when we think about music, particularly in liturgy, because different than even the national anthem or happy birthday, like this is prayer and this is serious stuff and we take it pretty seriously. So we think about, and so we want it to feel good. But perhaps if we thought about it not as, is it good, but what is it good for? Like, man, this isn't my favorite one, but yep, it's the right one. There's a difference between like, oh, I don't like it, but yeah, this feels right now. Or my community really needed that. Huh? I'll get that other one another time. So something for us to think about, particularly when I'm here on the holy days or on other Shabbatot, if perhaps the melodies aren't necessarily the ones you would choose, to consider that all of our prayers really have an opportunity to reflect who we are and that we are constantly changing. And so our melodies should constantly change with that. And if you have anything you want to add or questions about those Vishamrus or anything I've said, but that's about all I'm going to share, again, without sharing more Vishamrus, but for Ruth, again, for a happy birthday, Yom Huledet Sameach. And even with our happy birthday, the one melody we have, we sent it to Ruth with great love. But perhaps one of you will write a new happy birthday, and it will sweep the nation and really change the way. But next time you sing happy birthday to somebody, think to yourself, I wish I could infuse it with all of those wonderful things that I want to, even though the melody is exactly the same. Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you so much. Our service continues now with our concluding prayers on page 53, as we have the privilege of rising for Alenu. Our reading before the Kaddish tonight can be found on page 57, and I've chosen it particularly as we join with our nation in mourning the 10 sailors who died on the USS John S. McCain. Together, we all stand together to remember those whom we have loved and lost, to remember those whose lives were taken because of who they were or what they believed, to remember those who perished in the Holocaust or by acts of terrorism, to remember those who died in service of our country or of our people, to remember those who have no one left to say Kaddish, to remember all their lives and the blessings they brought to the world. We all stand together. At this time in our service, we remember with deep love and affection our beloved members who have died in the past year: Brian C. Lewis, Bernie Rose Marin, Stephen Kamen, Laura Schick, Leon Bainwall, Ruth Margulies, and Yetta Trachtenberg. And we remember all those who have died in the past 30 days, our members and their families: Frank Marin, friend of Amy Epstein; Susan Feidelman, wife of Richard Feidelman, beloved member of Temple B'nai Shalom; Bill Harrison, father of Mark Harrison. And Mark, we continue to send you our love and support in your time of mourning. Elaine Friedberg, aunt of Betty Jacob. Heather Heyer, friend of all of us as we mourn with her family. Peter Peterson, brother-in-law of Sam and Kathy Corson. Lothar Haas, uncle of Gary Buckheim. Jerry Lewis, friend of the world. And we remember the 10 sailors who died. May their memories always be a blessing. And we mourn the losses in the past, the Yahrzeits, this Shabbat and this past week. Lillian Horwitz, Rose Warm, Louis Dula, Margaret Franco, Irving Katz, Grace Rocklin, Marion Courtney, Colonel Sanford Winston, Zeke Janiak, Frida Joseph, Stephen Goldberg, Sidney Karopchak, Bill Bish, David Bukima, Ann DeSenza, Garson Kaganowicz, Noah Yacht, Shakita Alimova, Willis Rich, Beatrice Rubenstein, Ira Budoff, Laura Cohen, Mike Coyne, Isidore Gurman, Benjamin Rothman, Francis Thomason, Arthur Adler, Tilly Leventhal, Mildred Cohen, Geraldine Schwartz, Karen Rosenfeld, Frank Rosenfeld, and Neil Armstrong. And Matthew remembers this weekend all of his beloved great-grandparents, the Vicknesses, Gordons, Slutzes, and Schmitz, and his great-great Aunt Sherry. Zichronam livracha. May each of their memories be a blessing to us. For all of you in your year of mourning, we take into our hearts your loved ones. We take into our hearts all those we have loved and lost and all those who have no one to remember them as we rise for the Kaddish on page 60. Yit gadal, yitkadash me'rabah, ve'alma divra chirute ve'amlich mahute, v'chayechon v'yamlichon v'chaye d'chol beit Yisrael, v'agalau v'zman karib v'yibru. Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevarach Le'olam Olei Amai Yitvarach V'yishtabach V'yitvar V'yitramah V'yitnaseh V'yitvadar V'yitaleh V'yitalal Shmei D'kudsha Ruchu Le'ela Minko Birchata V'shirata Tushbechata V'nechemata Damira V'yamah V'yiru Amen Yehei Shlama Rabba Min Shemaya V'chayim malenu v'yal kol Yisrael, v'imru amen. Ose shalom v'imramam, v'uya se shalom, malenu v'yal kol Yisrael, v'imru amen.
V'imru.
Moment of sacred memory to a moment when a very special young man begins creating memories we hope will last a lifetime. For those of you who do not know the Vicknes children, they are both gifts from God. When Elizabeth came into my class, I said, oh, a future cantor. Easy. We'll start nurturing that now. And I was so sad when she had her bat mitzvah last year because I knew I would miss her. But they are such a lovely family. They gave me another child right away. And so enter Matthew. And today we can see his beautiful eyes, and I can tell you that he has studied all summer faithfully, and he is so prepared for this bar mitzvah. And it is a privilege for me as their teacher, not just their rabbi, to say to you that there is no greater joy that parents and teachers can have than watching the seed that we plant blossom. And so I'm really glad for you, Stephanie and Josh, and wonderful family that came back again, that we can invite these two amazing young people, stars in the Jewish sky, to come up as Matthew leads us in Kiddush on this, his Shabbat, page 61.
The seventh day is consecrated to the Lord our God. With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day in its holiness. We give thanks to all of our blessings for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, eternal sign of creation, we remember that we are created in the divine image. Therefore, we raise the cup in thanksgiving. Baruch Atanai Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Bore pri hagafen.
Amen.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Asher k'deshanu b'mitzvotav v'ratzavanu. V'shabbat kadsho be'ava uv'ratzon hinchi lanu. Zikaron l'ma'aseh v'reishit. Ki hu yom tehillah l'mikra e'kodesh. Zecher litziat Mitzrayim.
Kivanu b'acharta, v'atanu kidashta, mikohamim, v'shavat kashcha, v'ahava umrasom, v'haltanu, baruch atah.
Amotzi
lev v'haaretz,
we give thanks to God for bread.
Our voices join in song together as our joyful prayer is said. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, hamotzi lev.
Be seated. My president, David Charrington.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
My name is David Charrington. I'm the president of Temple B'nai Shalom.
Yay!
So pleased to see everyone here for Shabbat worship. Thank you, Rabbi Berlin, for the endorsement and for leading us in worship this evening. Thank you, Cantor Box. Thank you. For leading us with your beautiful voice and music, it is such a pleasure to welcome you here to TBS. Greetings to our eighth graders and your families. Some of our most interesting classes are brought to you by our Yes Men.
Ninth graders, too.
Eighth and ninth graders, sorry. It's written, it's just not, I missed it. Eighth and ninth graders, thank you. Mazel tov to Matthew. Wishing you and your family and friends a very special weekend. I know it will be. Please join Minion Makers tomorrow for Saturday morning worship. A light breakfast will begin at 8:15 a.m. and services at 8:45. I'm so excited for the many activities coming up over the next few weeks. Yes, the countdown begins only a couple weeks until religious school starts again.
Yay!
Consecration, youth group activities, sisterhood and brotherhood activities, sip and schmooze, and many other activities. And this is all before Erev Rosh Hashanah. So much happening. Please check the TBS calendar and your weekly emails to find out your way to be engaged. And this includes our first civil discourse, which is only days away, and the excitement is building for this multi-partisan forum. We encourage as many adult members as possible. We want to have a civil discussion which requires people on all sides of an issue. If you have an opinion, you want to learn about others' opinions, but in a manner where we can still be friends after the case, please make time to attend our first civil discourse forum on August 29th. And for more information, please contact Jim Sturm. Is Jim here tonight? I didn't see Jim, but all right, well, you can contact me if you don't know Jim. If you're new to TBS and have any questions or would like more information, members of our board and membership committee would love to speak with you. This evening, our membership committee representatives are Fern and Saul Schwartz. There you can see them there. So if you have any questions about TBS, please see Fern and Saul during Oneg. Wishing you all a very restful weekend. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat. And you have an assignment at Oneg tonight. You need to talk to three people you don't know, especially if you have friends and you sort of just hang out. I met Luke last week, and this week Luke is my friend, all because I went up to a new person. So I want everybody, Luke, raise your hand. Everybody go up and say hi to Luke. Now he's new to our community, okay? I put him right in touch with Ann Miller, so you know, she'll make him, you know, she'll introduce you, all of you. But please go up to somebody new and be friendly. That's who we are. That's what we want to continue to be. Our closing song tonight is Oseh Shalom. And we want to bring peace into the world. Can be found again on page 48, A Different Melody.
48, 460, 48. Oseh Shalom, Shalom.
Benediction. Eloheinu ve'Elohei Doroteinu, our God and God of all the generations that have come before us. Tomorrow in the Torah, Matthew will teach us and he will read, Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdof, justice, justice, you shall pursue. The Torah doesn't teach us to enjoy justice, it teaches us to pursue justice, to demand justice, to make justice. May we do that by finding the melody in someone else's heart and letting that melody be okay. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May God bless you wherever you go and whatever you do. And may this week you be a pursuer of peace and a demander of justice. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.